Summer break is here. I want my kids to have fun, but I also want them to keep their skills sharp. Between vacations and sports, I need something that fits our busy schedule without adding stress. That's why we use IXL. IXL is an award-winning online platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts, from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's proven to improve grades, and one subscription covers every child in the home, saving us time and money. It's trusted nationwide. And in fact, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
This summer, I'm taking a new approach to styling the smallest spaces in my house with help from Bob's Discount Furniture. Bob's has the small space solutions that America's waited 250 years for, like retro chic bedroom sets with plenty of storage, dinner party ready dining sets in four fun colors, stylish, spacious, bobopedic sofas, and feature-packed power recliners that let me kick back in even the smallest rooms. Plus, I know that Bob's styles are backed by thousands of real five-star customer reviews, so I can trust that the furniture that I'm getting is not just affordable, but built to last. And the best part? Bob's furniture ships fast, so I can enjoy my new styles all summer long. So when you're ready to ditch the furniture you're not excited about for the latest trends in small space styling, stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.
Welcome to another off-season edition of Spits and Suds. Thank you guys so much for listening and supporting this program this off season. We truly appreciate it. We love the feedback and we are grateful. I'm Gavin Spittle of 105.3 The Fan. Excited to be joined by Sean Shapiro. His Substack is called Shap Shots. Just released, went live yesterday. Him and Robert Tiffin, two of our besties on this program. Great interview with Glenn Heffernan, the USHL commissioner. So, and they also talked about Jason Robertson and that situation. So if you can, go on YouTube. We all have a YouTube. We all go to it. Please subscribe to Algorithmically Incorrect. It helps Sean and Robert a lot. He also writes for D Magazine. He's all over the place. Also, Elite Prospects. I just continue to use it, and Sean is one of the writers for them. Thanks to the on-time experts for making this program happen. You might have heard your AC kick on with this muggy weather that we've been having. And the question is that AC unit clicking on fully optimized? And for just $59 for first-time customers, you can get that answer and you can have peace of mind that as the summer months come upon us, and it'll happen quick, that you will be nice and cool. And you know what? Your power bill won't be as much because it's not going to be clicking on as much. That's how it works. I'll tell you about my experience. They probably called me about three or four times and updated me. So it wasn't one of those situations with same day service guaranteed where I'm waiting at my house at 8 a.m. all the way to 4 p.m. wondering what time they're going to show up. No, they kept updating me. So I had a chance to go walk my dogs. I walked my dogs. On my dog walk, they called me again and said, Gavin, in fact, we're running early. So we're going to be here at this time. When the technician arrived, he called me and said, Gavin, I'm at the front of your house, ready when you are. Unbelievable inspection, sat down with me, showed me video, showed me pictures, took notes, because they want you as a customer for life. And I know if my AC, something goes wrong, they're going to be able to address it and address it at the most affordable price, because They have already inspected the equipment and they got rid of all the dust, all the grime. That stuff builds up and it puts a lot of pressure on your system. It could take a year or two off the life of your system. So strongly encourage partnering with the on-time experts. They support this program and they're also the official HVAC company of the Dallas Stars. They also have that $99 first-time customer drain cleaning on the first floor. And that's a great deal as well. So go to my friends at the On-Time Experts, theontimeexperts.com. Make sure you tell them that Spitz and Suds sent you. We are always glad to have Sean Shapiro at Sean Shapiro on Twitter. And Sean, watching last night, I was like, I'm excited to talk to Sean because I want to get his thoughts, specifically what you saw that Vegas did to Colorado that kind of stymied a potent offense, minus Cale Makar not being in the lineup.
Yeah, and happy to be here today, Gavin. And I think it's important to start with Cale Makar's not there. That Colorado team is very different without Cale Makar running their puck movement and everything like that from the back. I know Cale Makar does start more in the offensive zone and everything like that, but he is really a gravitational force that changes the way the game is played. So his absence was obviously big. I think the other thing Vegas did a really good job of last night is there was a lot of just the timing was really good. Like if you kind of watch kind of the micro things within the game, and I know that both teams had in the shots in the 30s and everything like that, but it was just, it's always impressive to me that for that Vegas team, how throughout that lineup, how good of a job they do at arriving with their sticks at the right time. Like for example, I think Shea Theodore was always a good player, but this playoff for Shea Theodore has been an example of how good he is, just kind of with the timing and everything like that. And I thought their D with across the board with McNabb and Anderson, obviously Theodore, I just mentioned, even it's just a really the timing and space, the way they took space away from Colorado was really impressive. And it was noticeable to me to look at that and kind of watch how this played out, because that was, I think Minnesota tried to beat Colorado at its own game. And not that Vegas isn't playing its game, because it is a defensively stout team and a team that plays this way. But I do think Vegas also realized that sometimes when you come in as the underdog, you got to adjust a little bit to make sure you're taking away their weapons and then you build on that. So I think that's a big thing for Vegas.
So one of the things that I've always wondered, and your years of experience, and maybe you've wondered it as well, and this is a simplistic fan, but sometimes these simple questions, hopefully people are listening at home and saying, you know what? I've always wondered that as well. So Vegas is completely controlling the third period up 3-0. And then Colorado gets that nifty tip in between the legs from Nichushkin, and all of a sudden it's 3-1. And you're seeing a completely different Colorado team and a different Vegas team at that point, to the point where the Avs almost tied the game at 3. So I was just beginning to think, Sean, and I hope you take this the right way. It's like, I always wonder, why can't the teams play like that prior to that first goal? Because we saw it, Colorado versus Minnesota. Minnesota was up big, and Colorado scores that first goal, and all of a sudden, it's a totally different game.
It's a desperation does have an impact, right? Okay. I think that's just a natural human thing. Obviously not the exact side-by-side comparison, but we had a beer league game last night where we lost in overtime. Oh. We played horrible for 2.5 periods, and we're trailing 3-0 with 6 minutes left, and then we battled back to tie it, but just kind of we're in sitting in the locker room after the game saying, why didn't we play like if we play the way we played in the last 6 minutes the entire game, we're in a great shape. So I think part of it is a desperation and a bit of a there's a human element of your back against the wall. I do think with Colorado, they didn't really get the – I think their goaltenders got the wake-up moment, right, because Jared Bednar made the switch from Scott Wedgwood to Mackenzie Blackwood, then back again. But I do think last night was kind of the first, like, eye-opener moment for Colorado this playoff run, right? Like, I know they've lost a couple games and in the prior series and everything like that, but the reality is Colorado has looked – kind of untouchable. And I do think there was something to that last night where the Avalanche kind of woke up to be the Avalanche we expect them to be. So I'm really fascinated to see how that team looks and responds going into game two. Because you know, Vegas is going to be ready for that as well. It's a very experienced team. This is a series with, you look up and down the lineups. This series, I think there's about 20 guys that have won a Stanley Cup between these two teams. Yeah, so there's a lot of experience in this series, and I expect it to be a fascinating chess match in game two.
So I guess as a follow-up question, I mean, Spitz and Suds listeners want to know, when Sean Shapiro lets in the OT goal, do you skate off the ice fast like I see NHL goalies do? Do you turn around and break your goalie stick? However, I'm thinking since it's beer league, you probably covet those goalie sticks.
Personal budget does not allow for destruction of equipment and or property.
I kind of figured that.
Every beer league I've played in has always done like the post game handshake after every game. Which is, I don't even know why that started. I don't know why it's an interesting thing that they do it after every beer league game. I don't know if that's a recreational sports thing. I actually don't know the etymology behind that. That's a great question. I mean, it's in the moment. It sucks because that's when a game ends that way. It's going to happen to anyone who ever plays the position. The worst part is the blame you put on yourself, whether it's deserved or not, because I think just the nature of we lose that game 4-3 last night, and again, this is a beer league hockey game we're talking about, but I'm thinking about those four goals because, okay, what happens differently on one thing or the other? And it's hard to think of the positives after you lose, right? That's just a very human thing. And no one on the team is blaming you for the loss. And honestly, you played pretty well and made a lot of good saves as well. But those other ones just stick with you, and they stick with you on the drive, and they stick with you on the drive home, and they just kind of hope that you're better for it going forward. But it's there's no good way to do it, right? Like yeah. there's like it sucks. So.
Well, it's the regular season. Hopefully, you guys win, not in overtime, but if need be, you'll make those big saves as you're a multiple cup winner. But you are not facing the shot of Pavel Dorofeev. Wow. Mm-hmm. What a story. Third round pick in 2019. Contract is coming up. Restricted free agent in this playoffs. 13 games played, 10 goals, 12 points. And then you look at the regular season. This is no fluke. In 82 games, 64 points with 37 goals. So, wow, what an addition for Vegas. He had 52 points the year before. So, Vegas kind of knew what was coming, but at the same time, what a time for his contract to be up as a restricted free agent. And I ask you, because obviously Maverick Bork did not have the kind of season that Dorofeev's having, but where are we looking at with a contract with this guy? Because do you think he might go the bridge route like a lot of players do?
It'd be interesting because it is Vegas, right? Like that's, I think it's, for Dorofiev, his playoff is, this playoff is the one thing that was quote unquote missing from that next big race. Because he had the 52 points, as you said, in the regular season last year. And then it was in the 8 playoff games he played last year. He had just 2 points and was, I think it was a dash 7 and everything like that. So this year, 37 goals, 64 points, 10 in the playoffs. He is a he is definitely due for a nice raise. He could be, I mean, you're looking market value on him. He's probably, cap is going up. The number of, like, if you're looking at the percentage of the cap, he's probably, it's not crazy to think this guy's going to be, is playing like a $7.5 to $8 million player. I think that's definitely one of those, that's a fair market value probably right there. I wonder, I everyone talks about offer sheets and everything like that. He is the one where just from a pure chaos and I don't know if I'm going to use the word comeuppance, but I'll use the word comeuppance. I wouldn't mind seeing other teams look at the offer sheet route with Dorofiev, simply because I'm getting a little bit sick of Vegas' shtick with the Bruce Cassidy stuff and the John Tortorella stuff recently. Wow. And I'm slightly annoyed with it just because it's been a bit annoying to me. And just, so I would not be, if a team wanted to go and part with the picks to try to offer sheet him and make Vegas hurt a little bit, I would be all for that from a completely unbiased viewpoint.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And on that note, watching that press conference, once again, I didn't think they did any, you know, favors. I mean, yeah, thanks for owning it, but you're not going to take any questions.
Yes.
Yeah, I thought that was kind of fascinating in itself. So, yeah, it. I'm with you. I'm just fascinated to see if Vegas goes all in, but man, that would be so cool. So obviously the NHL is having an amazing year and revenue and attendance, record attendance. The one thing that I would love to see, and going after restricted free agents would create an awesome silly season. It truly would. So I would love to see more of that happen. We rarely see it happen. So that's a great point from you.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around waiting for the track to dry is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's Maintain and the letter X.com/AI.
I'm Hannah. I've lost 75 pounds in 20 months with GLP-1s, plus diet and exercise. On Row, I've gone from struggling to run a mile to running farther every day. You can access FDA-approved GLP-1s online. Get the support you need to reach your weight loss goals. Go to row.co/weight to see if you qualify. I'm a paid Row partner. 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 3.1% in placebo arm. Rx only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to row.co/safety.
All right. On the trade front, if the Jersey Devils are putting it out there, Chris Barnard, one of our great listeners, says, this is the guy I think the Stars should target. Young right-handed defenseman, huge upside. And who he's talking about is Devils defenseman Simone Nemec. And so I was just thinking, you know, if Jersey needed maybe some forward help, Nemec is a restricted free agent. Maverick Bourque's a restricted free agent. Would that be a fair swap?
That's the type of value that if I'm New Jersey, I would try to get. I mean,
yeah.
Now here's the other thing about Nemec is Nemec was the number two overall pick in 2022. He was drafted by New Jersey. I thought he was actually quite good at the – I know the numbers weren't great, but I thought he was quite good at the Olympics this year for Slovakia. I don't think Maverick Bourque would be enough to get it done, honestly. Like, I think there would be – you would probably have to put more to get to get over there. So, from a fantasy world and popping him onto the Devil onto the Stars blue line from the Devils makes a ton of sense. The problem is the acquisition cost of, I don't really know, like, bluntly speaking, Gavin, I don't know what assets the Stars really have that are that movable that someone would trade a Nemec for, right? Like, every trade I think about with the Stars that becomes more realistic and everything like that, it's either the I don't think this is going to happen, but you talk about the Jason Robertson potential blockbuster, right? Like, that would have to be a blockbuster. Or you see people go and say, like, oh, I think the Stars are cap crunched and they might do this or that. And I mean, I wouldn't be surprised, Gavin, if we see a mix of Radek Foxa and Ilya Labushkin moved this summer just for cap reasons, maybe a little bit of a cap dump and something like that. So I struggle to see the capital the Stars have to pull off a Nemec deal unless it was part of the Robertson blockbuster. But then at the same time, where the hell is New Jersey going to find the space to sign Jason Robertson, right?
Yep. So, yeah. No, absolutely. Some news and notes kind of have to do with the Stars. Lindy Ruff signs a new 2-year contract to remain coach of the Buffalo Sabres. Congratulations to the former Stars coach. The other thing that I wanted to point out, Steve Ott, the head coach of the AHL Springfield team, upset the Providence Bruins, who were the top seed, and they are currently fighting with Wilkes-Barre Scranton, the Penguins. So congratulations, Coach Steve Ott, in his first head coaching role. And I was really happy to kind of see that nugget, that he's got that team playing well.
That was the AHL playoffs are a fascinating landscape too, because there's the you get the, it's not always, some teams get players back, some teams don't, the format's really odd. So it can really be about getting hot and building on experience all at the same time. And so nice little piece of work in Springfield for Steve Ott. I know he's someone who, one of the reasons he took that Springfield job was he wants to eventually make the jump to head coaching in the NHL, but sometimes you have to go back to the AHL if you're an NHL assistant to get that head coaching experience and resume and everything like that. So this is kind of what he's been kind of building for. And you also got to remember, it's a tough, the AHL is a battle, like, and the format while more teams get into the playoffs than ever before in the AHL, it's kind of ridiculous how many get in. If you're one of the teams like Springfield is, where they were the sixth seed, I believe, out of the Atlantic, you got to win a best of three to get to a best of five. And now you go into another best of five. And then, like, you got to win. I think it's you have to. There's a lot of it's survival mode. So
yeah, absolutely. That series, best of five, I believe that the Penguins are up 2-1 right now. Next game will be in Springfield as they'll try to force a game five. Sean, we get to see the Carolina Hurricanes tonight. That's kind of fascinating.
Yeah. They've only played 8 games and their opponents played 14. So it's,
I am so fascinated to see how they come out and how Montreal comes out. Like, this is one of those hockey games that you put in the test tube and say, you know, what's going to come out? I don't know. This is fascinating.
Yeah. I am really interested by this because I think this Montreal series, and I've said it about this Montreal team, is I think they are they have the ability to make a statement, and I don't think they can lose this series. Like, they can lose this series, but I think no matter narrative wise, they win this series no matter what. That Carolina team is humming along so well.
Yeah.
And I can't help but wonder if they're one of the few teams where typically, like, you think about rust and everything like that. I don't know if a Rob Brendamore coach team can get rusty. I don't know. So it's,
well, and it really helps that their style of play that you pointed out so well on this podcast, where physicality and going after the team, you know, heavy on the forecheck, that kind of benefits a team, I would think, that has had time off, because, you know, they're going to get sweaty early.
Yeah. Yeah. It's the Montreal. So for Montreal, there's going to be, when is it going to hit, right? Like, when is the wall going to hit there? And I don't know if it's going to be, and this is both for players and their young goalie, Jacob Dobish, right? Like, great story, but he's never played this many games in his career. He's never played this much hockey in a couple of weeks. I want this to be a long series, and I'm hopeful and optimistic of that. And I really, but I am a little bit worried that we're going to see a bit of a Carolina steamrolling. I get worried about that because I want the other more fun option.
Sure. Hey, let's end with a great story. You just put out on your Substack, Shap Shots. And this is one of the things that I like about Sean's Substack, is he brings his personal life into it as well. And this has to do with hockey, because probably more than the other sports, you know, maybe baseball could be similar, but the parent-child relationship truly resonates with the sport of hockey. You think of the parents having to take the kids. So many parents move to support their children's dreams of making the NHL, or in this case, the PWHL. So last night, Montreal, congratulations to them. They win the Walter Cup. And Sean, your daughter's favorite player plays on Montreal, and you wrote a great piece that you got to watch the game with your daughter and watch her excitement.
Yeah, it's, I wrote about this, and yeah, I highly encourage people to go read it. We let my daughter stay up and watch the end of the game four of the Walter Cup. The Montreal Victoire beat the Ottawa Charge last night. And there's something cool about, from a parent perspective, and then I think from any human perspective, there's something cool about watching, like, fandom develop, right? Because, like, we all found a connection. If you're listening to this podcast, there's probably a good chance you're a hockey fan in some shape or form. And at some point, whatever it was, you found a reason that you cared about what happened in the next game, or cared about this or that. And that is a really cool thing to kind of see the origin stories of that, right? Like, when Robert and I had Florian Weezer on our show, I remember and talking to him about kind of his origin story of being a Stars fan in Italy, how that happened.
Yep.
So I like, there's so many cool human connective tissue points and everything within fandom and hockey fandom and any fandom. And it was really cool just to watch, to sit back and kind of watch the kid watch the game, right? And watch her get excited about it. And at one point I'm trying to get a little too much of the reporter head brain comes on for me, and I try to get a little too analytical, and I just realize, like, I'm gonna stop here, and we'll have those conversations another day. We don't need to break down the power play drop pass or anything like that today. Just right now, like, let's just enjoy it. So it's highly enjoyable for me. Highly enjoyable. It's the type of thing that one of the reasons I write that stuff publicly. And I don't put everything about my kids out into the world. I want them to have some privacy at the same time. So I'm selective in parts here and there. But I think it's important for people to see the human side of this, where I had a reader reach out about how based in San Jose, who has an 11-year-old daughter who they enjoy watching Sharks games with their 11-year-old daughter, but their daughter's really excited about now San Jose is going to have a PWHL team and what that means. And I think just kind of putting that out there into the world and being human about things, it really, I don't know. There's part of it that was scary about it probably earlier in my career, but I really like the letting readers know and trusty people with, like, I do enjoy this sport. This is something I really enjoy, and I want to share with people, and I want to share the way it connects. And that's important to me.
Well, it's memorable and it's relatable. I guess my big question is, with Detroit getting an expansion franchise, I'm interested if she will trade her allegiance next year, or will she continue to be a Montreal fan?
I imagine it will go something like, there will always be the favorite player. Okay. And then I'm sure we'll see how that kind of evolves too.
Yeah. Yeah. And by the way, if you haven't already, you need to see Montreal's gear. I think their logo is something special.
Like, it's well done. It's really
cool. I want to go online and get some Montreal gear because I think that's really cool. So congratulations to them on winning the Walter Cup. Once again, you can go back and you can check out the Algorithmically Incorrect episode that Sean and Robert did yesterday. Terrific interview with the USHL commissioner. And by the way, if you want some Jason Robertson, real cool talk, Sean, I believe you said you feel as though the number's 12.5, right?
I think that's kind of where I'm coming at on this. And if it moves one way or the other a little bit, I wouldn't be too surprised, but I think that's the number that starts to make a ton of sense for me.
Absolutely. And it was great to see Sean and Robert, two of the best Stars reporters, talking about that and coming up with that conclusion. Also, his Shap Shots, where you can read those great stories that we just talked about, and also, you know, get the hockey lowdown, some analytics. Sean has it all. It's called Shap Shots, and you just go to Substack and you can subscribe for just a low monthly fee. He also writes for Elite Prospects, which I encourage everyone to do. And he also writes for D Magazine. So let's support D Magazine and Mike Pellucci and all the great work that they're doing with their concentration on hockey. Well, enjoy the game tonight, man. It's going to be a fun one. I'm excited about that. So far, I feel as though the first part of the Final Four has delivered. It's great. And, you know, I was mentioning the growth of hockey. The NHL, Sean, was just named the League of the Year by Sports Business Journal. And you know, let's not take that lightly. That's pretty cool that the NHL is being recognized for their role in the Olympics, the outdoor games, the record attendance. I thought that was really cool. So it's great that the great game is growing. Sean, thank you so much, man. We'll talk to you next week.
Yeah, Gavin, always looking forward to it. We'll be back next week. And next week we'll do it live from Kelowna. Memorial Cup. So
yes, Stars fans, we're going to talk a little junior hockey, which I have, because of Sean and others, I've grown an affinity towards. So I'm excited that we'll be able to talk to Sean about that amazing. And Sean will give us the history on the Memorial Cup, which is so cool. It's such a great, where all the leagues come together and you have one champion. So really, really cool. For our producer, Gregory Finley, who does such a great job, thank you to the On Time Experts. Go support the On Time Experts at theontimeexperts.com. I'm Gavin Spittle of 105.3 The Fan. Until our next podcast, enjoy the game, everyone.
Millions of Americans are looking for effective ways to manage their weight, but finding the right support can feel confusing and time-consuming. Orderly Meds offers a convenient online experience that connects you with licensed medical providers to explore GLP-1 treatment options from home. The process is simple. Complete your information online, connect with a provider, and learn what options may be right for you. No waiting rooms, no complicated scheduling, just a modern, streamlined experience designed around convenience. Visit orderlymeds.com/podcasts to learn more today. That's orderlymeds.com/podcasts. Again, orderlymeds.com/podcasts. One more time, orderlymeds.com/podcasts. Compounded medications are not FDA approved. Results may vary. Consult a licensed healthcare provider to determine if treatment is appropriate for you. Restrictions apply.